It kind of worries me that I'm so easily persuaded to get in this thing. My best friend just beamed at me as we looked over at the Cessna Skyhawk. Isn't she gorgeous? I realize she's not mine. However, my boss lets me borrow her. When you say borrow, do you mean borrow, or are you stealing this from your boss? With Joshua, one never knew. It wasn't that Joshua was reckless, far from it. But we had been in our fair share of scrapes throughout the years. I had many friends throughout my life. Some that I worked with now. Some that I had gone to school with. Joshua was the only one I had met on a summer vacation that had turned into a full semester vacation when my father hadn't wanted me to come back to town. That wasn't a time in my life that I like to think of, but throughout all the pain and rejection, including neglect, I found my best friend. Joshua worked with me sometimes at the various clubs and businesses that I owned. But he also worked with a billionaire who liked to have his hands in every single pot he could find. When I had been shipped off to Cage Lake to stay with my mother in one of the various houses that the family owned, dear old mother had been too busy to pay attention to me for many hours of the day. So I had strolled the small town streets and found my best friend. Seriously, we had clicked just like that, and got in enough scrapes together that the local sheriff and deputy probably still had our pictures as teenagers up somewhere. We'd grown up, of course, and quit doing stupid things that could get us sent to jail. However, I needed to be a little clear on this. Who do you take me for? Of course I'm not stealing a damn plane. Adam wants me to fly it because he just got his new baby and he wasn't sure if he wanted to sell this or not. So I get to take it out after they work on maintenance just to make sure she's doing good. That still doesn't fill me with confidence, I said dryly. I've had enough flying hours solo that I could be a pilot if I wanted to. You know this is what I've always wanted to do.
Life rocked. Seriously. Sure, life had its hardships and was never truly easy, but sometimes I knew if I just let my face tilt up to the sun, even in a Colorado winter, I'd be able to let life touch me once again. Because it rocked. I looked down at one of my best friends and couldn't help but smile. You are living up to your name today, because look at that sky. My loving and adorable golden retriever tilted his head up to follow my gaze, and I knew I had the smartest, sweetest boy there ever was. Yes, even at 4 years old, his face had already gone a little white, but he was still my puppy. And I always loved the fact that golden retrievers looked as if they were smiling sometimes, or had the saddest expression with those big eyes. I blamed their eyebrows. They were just so expressive. Lucky shook his head at me, a very human expression on his face, and then rotated his hips back to stretch. Oh, big stretch. I paused, wondering when exactly I was going to stop saying that phrase. However, my cutest boy did just stretch, and he deserved to know I had noticed. Lucky had been my graduation and birthday present from my big brother, and I had a feeling Joshua had known exactly the perfect puppy for me, because Lucky was just as exasperated as my big brother when I didn't do exactly as I was told. Okay, grumpy Gus. It's time to head to doggy daycare. At the sound of my voice, he wiggled his butt, went to go get his favorite stuffy, which today happened to be a stuffed rabbit from 2 years ago. He'd been a little spoiled during our Christmas celebrations, but then again, he was my child. He deserved the best. No stuffies today. You're allowed to bring your ball, though. His ears perked, and he did a little circle dance before dropping his stuffy and picking up his orange and blue ball. I rolled my eyes, because I should have said toy. Now that I had said the word ball, I was going to have to play outside of the building for a couple of minutes before walking him to doggy daycare.